This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Denver judge ruled today that bars must comply with the governor's executive orders. The Colorado Tavern League sued to overturn capacity limits and when to make last call. Judge Brian Whitney said the state was acting rationally and in the public interest. Tomorrow is the last day to give input on a passenger rail line along the Front Range. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
The Colorado Department of Transportation, along with other groups, is considering the idea of a train that connects Fort Collins to Pueblo. They will compare proposed routes and operations before deciding. The survey asks respondents to prioritize the importance of things like cost, travel times, and onboard amenities like Wi-Fi. The state estimates that an additional 3 million people will live in and commute around Colorado's Front Range by 2050. The rail line could play a role in alleviating congestion. The survey is online at frontrangepassengerrail.com. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
Governor Polis is praising the cleanup of homeless camps outside the Capitol and the governor's mansion in Denver.
Acting to clean up an area that's dangerous from both a crime perspective as well as a disease perspective rises to the level of urgency that it really needs to be acted upon.
Polis adds that solving the homeless issue will take a deep, bipartisan, regional commitment. 99 degrees with sunshine in Grand Junction, 78 mostly cloudy for Denver. This is CPR.